Well, greetings and salutations. I'm Jeff Fredericks, and on the line is Patrick Soyga, founder of Rewards Canada, the definitive source for all things rewards programs. Today is Monday, May 1st, 2017, and this is episode number 24 of the Rewards Canada Weekly Roundup podcast. As always, our goal is to help you maximize your earning potential and get the most out of whatever rewards program you belong to. Each week, we highlight the best in reward point deals and bonuses. We also cover all relevant industry news, including program updates, enhancements, and changes. And of course, we'll reveal a tip of the week to help you stay on top of your game. So let's get on with the show. Well, let's start deals of the week with an exclusive Rewards Canada offer. Until May 31st, our readers and listeners can instantly receive Silver Elite status with WestJet when they sign up and are approved for the WestJet RBC World Elite MasterCard. All right, Patrick, this is a big deal. Let's get the full details.
Yeah, so this is super exciting. We've teamed up with WestJet and WestJet Rewards for their WestJet RBC World Elite MasterCard. So if you go to our landing page for this offer, you're going to fill out the form and go apply for the card. If you've been, you know, planning to get this card, this is a good time to do it, because what's happening with our exclusive offer is that once you're approved and activate your card, you will be granted silver status in the WestJet Rewards program. So you're going to be an elite member within their program just for getting the credit card, which is a great offer here. It's going to be different. No other places you go to, even if you go to the RBC site, WestJet site, you will not get the silver status. You have to go through Rewards Canada. So if you sign up for the card during the month of May, and like we said, if you're approved and activate your card, you should see silver status within 6 weeks.
Perfect. And again, let's recap the benefits of the Silver Elite status.
Okay, so silver status brings a free first checked bag. Now, you're already getting that from the credit card as well. So those kind of are the same thing. But the big thing is that you're getting your earn rate when you fly WestJet boosted to 3%. So you're going to be earning more anytime you fly on WestJet. You also get 4 lounge vouchers and 4 pre-reserved seat vouchers. So depending on where you use those lounge vouchers and also those pre-reserved seat vouchers, you're adding upwards of $300 in value when you apply for this card. The card already comes with a $250 WestJet dollars bonus, plus your annual companion flights, plus the first bag free for up to 8 other people and yourself when you're traveling on WestJet. So by combining these two, you're getting a lot of great benefits on the card. You're seeing, at least $500 worth of bonuses when you get the card, and it only costs you $99 to get it. So it's a pretty decent deal. So definitely, if you've been thinking about the card, now would be the time to get it because of this offer, because you're going to have that silver status right away. You're going to now be earning, say if you fly on a WestJet flight, you get 2% back with the credit card for purchasing the WestJet flight there. You get your 3% back on the actual ticket price, less taxes and fees, of course, as your earn rate. So it's just boosting anything you're going to be earning with WestJet.
Great. And it's probably also worth reminding people about how the different tiered statuses work. So how would you typically earn the Silver Elite status?
Okay, so normally with WestJet Elite status, you have to spend a certain amount with them in a period. So for Silver, to get to that point, you have to spend anywhere from $3,000 to $5,999 per year or within a 12-month period on WestJet. So right away, you're being bumped up to that Silver, so you don't have to meet that $3,000 spend. And that compares to Teal, where you only earn 1% on flights. Well, now you're earning 3%. So you're essentially earning triple the WestJet dollars on all your flights thanks to this silver offer. Same for WestJet vacation packages. When you're teal, you only get 0.5% back. When you're silver, you get 1% back. So if you're trying to book a package through them, you're going to earn double what you would if you weren't a silver member.
Great. And is there gold elite status?
There is. So gold is when you reach $6,000 of spending with WestJet within a 12-month period. So that's their top level. That comes with like 5% earn on WestJet flights, so even better. So for someone who doesn't fly WestJet a lot, this Silver Elite status is a nice boost to your regular WestJet rewards account. And the good thing is I've talked to WestJet about this, and they have unannounced benefits or events for Silvers. They get kind of surprise and delight events. That's what they name their events they do for their elite members, whether you're gold or silver. For example, out east on their flights between Ottawa, Toronto, Toronto, Montreal, there's times where they will upgrade all the silvers on the flight to plus for free. So and the thing is, you don't really learn about these until you have that status. So now that you'll have silver, make sure you opt into receiving WestJet emails, and you'll get emails for more offers. They give out those offers where for 3 days they'll put $50 in your account, and if you use it to book a flight within those 3 days, you basically get a $50 discount. So you're going to see a lot more of those type of offers come up once you have this elite status.
Excellent. And again, you have until May 31st to take advantage of this offer. So go out and do it. All righty. Well, again, let's move on to the hotel category. And we're talking Hilton Honors. And they've got an offer where you can earn double points on all stays this summer. And of course, for those Diamond members, we're talking triple points. So let us know how this works, Patrick.
Yes. So basically, Hilton in the last year has really upped their kind of bonus promotion, system-wide promotions for stays globally within the program. We saw most of last year being double points. So through summer and fall, and we see that return again. Before this the first quarter this year, they had a different promotion. It was 2,000 bonus points per night. So for those stays that didn't cost very much, that 2,000 bonus points was a nice bonus. You're getting a lot more than, say, double. But if you're planning a nice long summer stay, a week-long stay, this double works out better because you're spending more on your hotel stay and you're going to get more points than just that flat 2,000 rate. So this really goes and pushes the bonuses for kind of your more expensive stays. But you know what? Any Hilton stay, if you're earning double points, it's great. And yeah, if you're Diamond Elite member, that's actually triple points. So this runs starting today until the end of August. If you have any Hilton stays, make sure you register for this offer. And also remember that until the end of the year, if you book via mobile, via their mobile app, they'll throw in 500 more points on each stay. So you can earn even more points.
Perfect. All right. Well, we have another hotel deal to mention. The IHG Rewards Club Point Breaks are now available.
Yeah. So the new Point Break offers come out. We've talked about this on the podcast before and the blog. This is probably the best hotel redemption offer out there. Now, it's limited to a certain amount of hotels, but you're only redeeming 5,000 IHG Rewards Club points per night for stays at any of these hotels. And a lot of these cost 10, 15, 20, 25,000 points per night normally. So you can see it's a huge discount. Now, they go quickly. These came out last Monday, and last Monday there were 6 Canadian hotels included. But at time of recording this on the Friday, there's only 2 left. So these you have to jump on right away. But there's still quite a few in the US, Europe, and Asia on the list. So if your travelers are taking you outside to Canada, I mean, the 2 Canadian hotels are in Newfoundland, Labrador, and in Regina. So if your travelers are taking you there, check this out. But if you're going anywhere else in the world, try and look and see whether a hotel kind of where you're wanting to stay at falls under this and redeem for those 5,000 points, because it's a huge savings.
Sounds good. All right. Well, now let's move on to Movers and Shakers. And for this week's Movers and Shakers topic, we're going to actually go back to the hotel category, and we're going to talk a bit about some changes that were made to the Hilton Honors program. It was announced earlier in the year that some of these changes were going to come down the pipe. Well, now one of those is now available. So tell us about point pooling and why this is a big deal.
Yeah, so the Hilton point pooling is now live, and what this allows you to do is pool points with up to 10 other members into one account. There's a 1,000 point minimum transfer from other accounts into the person who creates the points pool, and a maximum of 500,000 points per transaction. So this is a good way to accumulate points into one account for some really large hotel redemptions. Actually, I should say even not even huge redemptions, but perhaps, you know, you're a husband and wife team who have been traveling different places, and you have a little bit of Hilton points in one account and a little bit in another, but you never had enough for that one hotel that you really wanted between the two accounts. Well, now you can join them together and have enough points to redeem for a great hotel stay, or even for converting to airlines. I mean, Hilton's not the greatest transfer partner to airlines, but maybe you need an extra 5,000 miles in one of your airline accounts, and you have a little bit of points in one Hilton Honors account, and your wife has a little bit in hers, transfer them into one and then convert them to airline points to get to that reward. So it just opens up more redemption options and gets you to that reward level that you're looking for a lot faster by being able to combine points.
Well, I suppose that could serve as a tip of the week as well. But speaking of tips of the week, we want to talk a little bit about traveling this summer. And I don't know about you, Patrick, but I'm pretty stoked about this summer. As you know, it's the 150th anniversary of Canada, and there's plenty to celebrate. I personally know a ton of people that are planning to travel across the country, and really I can't think of a better way to honor Canada. For me, I'm taking in some camping at a couple national and provincial parks, but it got me thinking about how Rewards Canada can play a part. So in addition to all the great reward point info and credit card rankings that we share, we also, of course, list an incredible resource of travel partners, everything from hotels and car rentals to airline partners. And so if you're planning to book domestic or international travel this summer, check out our site first. Plus, if you book through our site, we get a commission and it helps keep this keeps Rewards Canada going. Patrick, tell us a little bit about your travel plans and, again, why booking through our site helps us out.
All right, so right now, haven't set too many plans in place for summer yet. We definitely know we're going to travel as much as we can outside of the kids' summer camps, which keeps us here locally. But a lot of times we book our travel pretty late. So, I mean, within the next month, if you ask me that question, or 2 months, I may have an answer as to where we're going. I think we'll definitely do some stuff within Canada, Alberta, BC, Saskatchewan, but definitely hit places outside of Canada as well. But I'm super excited for a lot of the Canada 150 items that'll be coming up. You know, Canada Day should be super exciting no matter where you are in Canada. And there's a lot of other things going. Living so close to Banff National Park, I know we'll be hitting that the parks a lot this summer, whether it's for hiking or just even going for dinner and stuff like that, going nature drives and trying to find animals. We do that all the time, see lots of bears and moose. We'll actually have some posts coming out too on some of our tips for kind of Banff National Park, since we do live so close. It's under an hour from where I live, so we go there lots, and we'll let you know about it. But in terms of booking, a lot of people have come to asking, you know, we love what you do, we know the site's free, is there any way we can help you out? And we've seen some sites who put up the, you know, donate via PayPal and help the site out, and we don't want you donating to us. We're not asking for handouts or anything like that, but we have a lot of partners that we work with, and I've had people ask, you know, well, how can I book flights through and all that? And I kind of send them to the bonus offer page, and it's kind of a convoluted way to go through and get somebody booking. So we created this Book Travel with Our Partners page, where we list all our airline and hotel partners, and what you're doing is you're clicking through and you're actually booking directly with that provider. So for hotel stays, airlines, all that, you'll make sure you do earn all your benefits, your points, your miles, because you're booking directly with those providers. You're not going through a third-party source where you're going to lose out on your elite benefits on a Starwood stay or anything like that. So by going to this page, and we'll link to it off to the podcast page, you can see what hotels we have there. You go through, and you would just do your bookings as normal. You go down and say, oh, you know what, I'm going to stay at a Conrad Hotel. Well, you go down and find Conrad, click on it, and you do your Conrad booking. And, you know, in return, we do get a small commission back from the hotel chain, and that helps keep the website going. You know, this is a good page to go to after you've gone to our bonus offer page. Say, like we mentioned, the Hilton double points bonus earlier today. A lot of people will go to our site, they'll click the link, register for the offer, but not come back to our site. This way, you know, if you are going to have a Hilton stay, you can come back to this page after you've registered. You're going to be earning double points on those stays, and you can come back and click and book your Hilton stays through us.
Definitely a good tip, and encourage everyone to do that. Now, is car rentals included, Patrick, in that too?
Yeah, car rentals are absolutely included, and we're going to be adding more partners all the time. We've gone through and put our major partners on there, most of them, but we have even more, so we'll add those, and we'll update you in our daily blog post updates as to when we add new partners. We have car rentals, hotels, airlines, and we also have some OTAs, your online travel agencies like Expedia and Travelocity, which you can book as well. So if those of you booking vacation packages, or those of you not concerned about receiving your hotel points or hotel elite status on bookings and rather book your hotels through Expedia and stuff like that, you can book those through there as well.
Perfect. Alrighty, well, the last tip we have is a general call out to all those folks that haven't got in on the game yet. And it really begs the question, why aren't you using reward cards? So I know you've got a little blog post here that sort of categorizes the two groups of people out there that that reward program and points just aren't for them. But for everyone else, it's a bit of a no-brainer. Why don't you tell us about this post?
Yeah, so, you know, this kind of, it got me started. I saw some people using a credit card that earned no rewards. And I thought to myself, well, if you're using a credit card that's earning no rewards, why? And there's only two types of people out there that really should not be using a rewards credit card. One is you live your life cash only. And as I said in the post, you're old school. You don't like credit cards. You don't even like debit cards. You're cash and check only type of people. It is old school. And some of these people hate credit cards and what they've done to our society. But you know what? That's kind of the lifestyle now. That's the way the whole business of doing shopping or anything, payments, is moving to the full electronic, whether it's credit cards, debit cards, your PayPal, stuff like that. It's going away from cash. We've seen it in, you know, you watch sci-fi films from a long time ago and they talk about, you know, the cash is gone, nobody's using money anymore. And we're kind of heading that direction. And eventually, you know, we may not have bills and coins that we're using. It's still gonna be quite a while, but you know, that's kind of the way it's going. So, but if you live your life cash only right now, fine, you know, that's why you don't use a credit card. The second type of person is you cannot be financially responsible with credit cards. And maybe that's why you have that non-rewards credit card, because it's a low interest one. And this is the people who only make minimum payments, hit your credit limits too high, and are taking a long time to pay off your balance. But my, you know, my suggestion there is, if that's you, maybe you shouldn't use your credit cards at all. Consolidate your debt, work your way out, become financially responsible, and then get in the rewards game. But for the rest of you, if you are financially responsible, but are using, you know, your basic credit card from your bank or credit union that has no rewards, the question is why? Why not? Like, you should be earning a reward, whether it's 0.5%, 2%, 1%, you name it. Anything is better than zero. And so that's why we kind of just put out this post there. We give resources on the site in this post as to helping you pick a rewards card. And it doesn't have to be travel. It can be cash back, it can be retail, you name it. But get something back for your spending if you are using a credit card.
Well, there you go. Now you've heard it. And that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to check out rewardscanada.ca, where you'll find links to all our bonus offers, industry news, and travel reward credit card rankings. Until then, happy collecting, and be sure to tune in next week when we do it all over again.